Welcome to the Power from Heaven radio broadcast, brought to you by the Trident Fire Church, where we are having services at 901 Moorfield Park Drive in the beautiful suburbs of Richmond, Virginia, in the Chesterfield County area. Praise God. We are a church where everybody is somebody. The Holy Ghost is at work. Miracles can take place. The prayer of faith has been prayed that bodies can be healed by the power of God of sickness and disease. I'm telling you, the Lord is blessing at the Trident Fire Church. Now stay tuned for a powerful message that was preached at the Trident Fire Church, that you might believe God, that the Lord might work a blessing and a miracle in your life. Today's message is entitled, Make Sure Your Name Has Been Signed Down on the Book of Life, so you'll be able to make heaven your home. Praise God. Now, call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into this radio station for the message on today. And at the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith at the close of the broadcast, because today could be your day for a miracle. Praise God.
Don't you know a good mind cause your body to feel good.
All right.
It lowers your blood pressure.
That's right.
It causes your sugar levels to get normal too.
All right.
You need to feel good about yourself.
Amen.
The Lord wants to take that heavy burden of guilt and sin off of you.
Yes, amen.
That's the reason why it's important to pray and repent and ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. Yep. When the Lord forgives you of your sins, he lifts that heavy burden of guilt, and that guilt is gone.
Amen.
And when that guilt is gone, you don't feel condemned.
That's right. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Because, amen, feeling guilty is not good.
Amen.
Feeling depression is not good. But the Lord wants to lift that burden off of you so you won't feel guilty no more. That's the reason why people repent. That's why the Lord said repent and turn from your sin. Because sin makes you sad.
Yes, it does.
I'm telling you, it don't make you feel good. Praise God. But the Lord can bring you out and set you free. And when the Lord set you free, he tells you, take your sins and cast them away.
Amen.
In the sea of forgiveness.
Yes.
And will not remember them against you no more.
Yes, right.
That sounds good.
Yes.
Oh yes, it sounds good.
Thank you, God.
Amen. And so when the Lord forgive you and set you free, you don't feel condemned no more.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. That's why Paul said in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Because when the Lord forgive you, you are forgiven.
Praise
God. Amen. That's part of the grace of Jesus Christ. Praise God. That's one of the promises. And when the Lord forgives you like that, then the way is clear between you and God, then God can give you, amen, good things.
That's all right.
Can bless you with good things. The Lord, amen, can bless you. Amen. Heal your body. The Lord can save you.
Praise
the
God.
More. Amen. Sanctify you. Amen. Fill you with the Holy Ghost. Praise God.
It's all right.
Amen. The Lord, amen, can get in your soul and make your soul happy.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, Lord, work things out on your job.
Amen.
Give you promotions on the job.
He will.
Amen. Praise God. Cause you a banker. You put money in your bank. Cause you to pay your bills.
Amen.
Cause the Lord is your everything. He's your lawyer in the courtroom.
That's right.
He's your doctor in the sick room.
That's right.
He's the wonderful counselor. I'm telling you. Amen. God is good.
Amen.
What it says, Sister Shannon?
According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness.
Given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. In other words, the Lord will give you what you need.
That's right. Amen.
He won't go lacking in nothing.
That's right.
But give you what you need.
Because
the Lord is your shepherd and you shall not want. Don't have no need for nothing.
Amen.
Lord, take care of his people.
Yes.
He won't let you go hungry.
Amen.
He won't let you go naked.
Amen.
He won't let you go homeless.
Amen.
But the Lord will be there to be there your provider.
Amen.
He's Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that will provide.
Yes.
He's Jehovah Nisi, the Lord that will fight your battle.
Yes.
He's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that will heal.
Yes.
I'm telling you, the Lord will take care of what you need.
Yes. That's right.
I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. You sing the song, if you know the Lord is keeping you, what you got to worry about?
That's right. Amen.
Amen. If you know the Lord is keeping you, why don't you sing and shout?
Amen.
Praise God. What is that, Sister Shannon?
Through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue.
Through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue.
Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises.
The Lord got great and precious promises.
That's right.
Praise God. Amen. And the Lord promised the Lord would heal supposed to keep your body well. So when a pain comes, you talk to that devil and say, "Devil, get back, Satan.
That's right.
I'm healed by his stripes."
Yes,
praise God. Amen. When, amen, the report comes and, amen, your blood pressure ain't like it ought to be.
Amen.
Your sugar level ain't like it ought to be. Rebuke that devil,
amen,
in Jesus' name. And say, "By his stripes, I am healed."
Yes.
Glory to God. Amen. I'll tell you, the power of God can work a wonder.
Amen.
And work a miracle.
Yes.
Praise God. I'll tell you, because the Spirit of God get in your soul. That same Bible reads.
Hallelujah.
The same Spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead, brother, you.
That's right.
It'll quicken your mortal body, put your body in action.
Amen.
And while, amen, the Spirit of God moving in your soul, the Lord can be working on that blood pressure.
Amen.
The Lord can be working on that, amen, headache.
Amen.
The Lord can be working on that nerve problem.
Amen.
I tell you, amen, causing you to be well.
Amen,
amen, because
amen,
it's being done by the power of God. Then y'all say, glory.
Glory.
Praise God.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah. I'll tell you, amen, this is a live gospel here.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Jesus come to destroy the works of the devil.
Yes.
Amen. Because the devil don't want you to feel good.
Amen.
He wants you to feel bad.
Amen.
He wants you to be sick.
Yes.
He wants you, amen, to be depressed and worried.
Yes.
He wants you to be upset.
Yes.
He wants you to feel sorry for yourself.
Amen.
But I will let you know the Lord come that you might have liberty. That you might have freedom. That you could have joy.
God.
Amen. And be able to praise our God. Be a true child of God. Amen. Have victory over the devil. And place the devil where it belongs. That's under your feet. Can y'all say amen? God. Praise our God here. Amen. And God wants his children to have victory over sin.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Have victory over the devil.
Right.
Glory to God. Amen. I mean, got power to live in this world.
Yes.
Amen. Over top of what the devil got to throw out there. Glory to God. I got some more stronger than what's up there in that world.
Amen.
Because I got Jesus in my soul.
Right.
And great is he that is in me than he that's in that world. Glory to God. I'll tell you, amen, Dr. Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We'll keep our body with
you.
Glory to God. Amen. I'll tell you, amen, Dr. Jesus. Amen. We'll make everything all right. Can y'all say amen?
Yes.
Go, go.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the God. Amen. Folks, amen, want the wonder. Amen. And you look at, amen, can't you see what this report said? Can't you see what the doctor said? Amen. But I'll tell you, I'm looking at what Jesus said. Because, amen, what Jesus said, go beyond what the doctor said. What Jesus said, go beyond what medical science said. Because there's power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Can't y'all say power? There's power in the name of Jesus. Go, go. That's why I love to pray the prayer of faith. In the name above every name. Amen. When I say the name of Jesus, I'm looking for God to work a miracle. I'm looking for God to heal. Glory to God. I'm looking for God to amen, deliver. Glory to God. I'm telling you, because amen, it's the power of God. Glory to God. I'm telling you, praise our God. Amen. The Lord was, amen, he's Jehovah Jireh. The Lord that will provide.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord will bless your finances.
Yes,
oh, yes, he will.
Oh, yes, he will.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise our God. Look, he took two little fishes and five loaves of bread.
Yes.
And fed 5,000 men.
Yes.
I'm telling you, look what God can do.
Yes. Yes.
Praise the Lord. If God can take two little fish
fishes and 5 loaves of bread and feed 5,000 men, not counting women and children. And then got fragments left.
Right.
12 baskets of fragments.
Awesome.
Praise God. Uh-huh. I'm telling you, serving a mighty God.
Oh, yes.
The Lord can take your little money.
Yes.
No matter how small it is. And bless it. And cause it to stretch. And I'm telling you, amen, it'll go a long way. Can y'all say amen? No, no.
That's all right.
He said, look what the Lord does. Look. Amen. Folks, I can't see how you can make it off that, amen, that little money you got. Amen. Amen. It's not my doings, but it's the blessing of God. I'm saying how the Lord can stretch, and it goes for a long way. Can y'all say yeah? Amen. Look at that widow woman. Amen. Every time she went to the barrel, there was a little meal there. And a little cruise of oil in the cruise. She was able to make a cake. Amen. Kept on living. Kept on going. I'm telling you, God is a God of miracles. Amen. I'm telling you, I believe in miracles. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord, amen, when he was in the midst, amen, God can make things happen. Can't y'all say amen? I'm telling you, the Lord, the power of God. Can amen give you that power? To have power to live right. Power to love one another. Power to treat people right. Power to, amen, to amen, to lift up the name of Jesus. Can y'all say amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, Jesus will give you power.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, when you got reservations up in heaven, amen, I'm telling you, your testimony, amen, is in Romans, the 6th chapter, and verse number 6.
Yes, sir.
Knowing this.
Hallelujah.
I said, I know.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise our God. I said, I know.
Yes, sir.
The old man is crucified.
Hallelujah.
And the body of sin, what? Amen, has been destroyed. That henceforth we shall not serve sin.
Yes,
I'm telling you, Jesus Christ comes to set you free.
Yes,
amen. Set you free.
Amen.
So you can be able to be a power
amen.
To live in this world over top of the devil.
Yes.
Can't y'all say amen?
Yes.
The Lord wants to be able to have power.
Yes.
Say amen. Church folks are too weak around here.
Yes.
I'm telling you, folks are too weak. Amen, amen, claiming it, amen, they got to be sinners. I'm telling you, as long as you claim to be a sinner, how in the world you can get to heaven? You can't get to heaven being no sinner.
That's right.
You can't do that.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Jesus come to set you free.
Yes.
Set you free.
Yes.
I'm telling you, set you free from the devil. Put the devil on your feet.
Amen.
You hear me? Praise our God.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, Jesus Christ come to set you free.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. But it's the trick of the devil to have folks sitting in church
amen.
And saying, I'm saved, but yet it's still they in sin.
Amen.
As long as you stay in sin, the devil got you.
You're talking all right.
You hear me? Amen. Ain't no son of name on that road. Glory to God. Amen. We sing the song. You know the road gonna be called. The road gonna be called one day. Amen. Better make up in your mind while you got sufficient time. The road will be called one day.
Praise God, and the road will be called one day. You better make up in your mind while you got sufficient time to be able to be on that road. And the one that's on the road are those that have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, saved and sanctified. No sinner name is on that road. Praise God. So it's time to make sure your name is signed down. There's a powerful message. We're going to pick up on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Just lay your hands on the radio as a point of contact as we pray.
If I
now it's time for prayer. Let's gather around the radio and let's touch and agree that the Lord may work a miracle in your life. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, talking about making sure your name has been signed down on heaven's road. Lord, look on people in mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live for you. I want you to blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Lord, take out that appetite and desire of sin. Lord, place in them a new nature, the nature of Christ, that will follow and serve you. Lord, I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, wherever the sickness is, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus. Lord, go into the nursing homes, into the hospitals. Wherever the sick is, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Lord, deliver and set people free. Perform miracles. Cause that cancer to die and perish from the body. That high blood pressure come down. That low blood pressure go up. Lord, that arthritis to vacate. Lord, deliver the people by your divine power. Lord, deliver people from alcohol, from drugs. Lord, from the lust of the flesh. Lord, I want you to set people free from tobacco. Lord, whatever they are bound with, those nasty habits, deliver the people and set them free. Lord, bound, set the people free that are bound by witchcraft. Lord, deliver them and set them free. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Just give God the praise. Praise the Lord. And praise God for your miracle. And say, I'm healed by his stripes. And while you're praising God, rejoicing, don't forget, drop me a line. Drop me a card with a testimony. And let me know how good God has been to you, how this broadcast has been a blessing to you and your family. Praise God. And me and Sir Velvet will be help rejoice, amen, to be hearing from those of you that are listening to the broadcast. Praise God. And our mailing address is the Power from Heaven Radio Broadcast at P.O. Box 38182 in Richmond, Virginia. And the zip is 23231. We invite you to attend our services at the Trial and Fire Church. We are located at 901 Moorfield Park Drive in Richmond, Virginia. The zip is 23236 in the suburbs of Chesterfield County. Praise God. Amen. We are a church that's on fire for Jesus. Everybody is somebody. Praise God. Bible school is at 10 o'clock in the morning, and our worship service starts around about 12 noon. Just come. You're looking for a church home. Just come to Trial and Fire. We'll be glad to receive you with love, because we got love at the Trial and Fire Church. Praise God. Amen. It's a blessing being able to come into your homes, amen, each week on this radio station with our church broadcast. Praise God. Okay, man. Click into our website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to learn more about our ministry. Praise God. Amen. Today's broadcast, praise our God, this is your pastor, Elder William Holmes, saying that if Jesus should come back for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you. Amen. Till next week for more of the Power from Heaven radio broadcast. God bless you. I love you. God bless you. Power. The Power from Heaven radio broadcast production of the Heaven Bound Train Ministries out of Richmond, Virginia.